What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine. Oh. Booze.
Yeah. Are there other words people use for not homemade whiskey, but cheap whiskey or bad whiskey?
Right, good.
Okay. And what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Plaything, toy.
Now this next section deals with word patterns, just the way words change for chance. Like today I see you and yesterday I saw you. And so if I just start a sentence, could you just fill in the word? If we're talking about buying groceries and using the word to buy, you could say, have the groceries already been
bought?
And I would answer you, yes, I
bought them.
Okay, and that's the pattern for these. If we're talking about eating apples, you can ask, have the apples been
eaten?
And I'd say, yes, I
have eaten them.
Okay, or yesterday I
ate an apple.
And if we're talking about drinking coffee, you could say, have you already what your coffee?
Drank your coffee.
And I could say, yes, a few minutes ago I
drank my coffee.
And if we're talking about climbing trees, you might ask, has that tree ever been
climbed?
And I could say, yes, or a boy this morning a boy
climbed the tree. He climbed the tree.
Yeah.
That's what you want. He climbed the tree.
And if we're talking about doing some work, you could say, has that work already been
done?
And I might answer, yes,
I did it.
Okay, and if we're talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you could say, has the stump already been
drug?
Okay, and I could answer, yes, this morning we
I drug it out.
And if we're talking about riding a horse, has that horse ever been
ridden?
And yes, someone
just rode him.
Okay, and if we're talking about ringing a bell, has the bell been
wrong?
And I could say, yes, this morning they
wrong the bell.
And if we're talking about the rising of the sun, has the sun already
risen?
Yes, at 6 o'clock today it
rose.
And if we're talking about diving into a lake,
has he already I would say dive.
Oh, okay.
Has he already died?
And
you say, has he
yeah.
already died?
And I could answer, yes, 5 minutes ago.
Then.
If we're talking about children growing up, have all their children
grown?
Okay, and I could say, yes, 10 years ago they all
grew up.
And if I said, are you Mr. Gosling, you could say, yes,
I am.
And if I ask, are you tired, you could say, yes, I am, or no, I
am not.
And
I couldn't say that truthfully at all.
Maybe on a Saturday morning. You could say, well, I don't chew tobacco, but he
chews.
Okay, and if you didn't want to use the word chews, you could say, I don't, but he
does.
Okay, and a child might say, well, I always behave myself, but he
doesn't.
Okay. And you could say, I thought you what coming with us. I thought
you were coming with us.
What going to town, but it started to rain.
We were going to town.
And if I asked if you still do many things, you could say, yes, there what?
Are many.
Pardon?
There are many things I do.
And if I wanted to know what the color of some roses you could grow, I could say, what color
are the roses?
And you could say, the roses
are pink or green.
If I asked you if you've done something already, you could say, yes, I have, or no, I
have not.
And if you wanted to say it in a shorter way, then have not.
I haven't.
And if I asked if it was a nice day, you could say, no, it
isn't.
Okay, or yesterday was a nice day. No,
it was.
Yes, it was, or no, it
no, it wasn't, or yes, it was.
Okay. And if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you can say, he, what, do that?
Shouldn't do it.
And if I ask you if you can do something, and you're not sure whether you can, you think so, but you're not sure, say, well, I
don't know. I'll try.
Okay, would you ever use an expression with might in it?
I might, yes, I might try it.
Okay, do you ever say, I might could do it, or might can do it?
Might, yes.